Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Pappa. Sunday afternoon, MetLife Stadium. It's the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, installment number two here in 2013. By my side, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon.
Look what the cat dragged into the division race, Bobby.
The New York Giants are right there, and they could take a big step as far as really inserting themselves with a win this week. Paul Schwartz of the New York Post joins us this week. Are you buying the Giants at this point?
I'm not sure the cat has been dragged in just yet.
No, We're being dragged by the cat.
Well, you got to win this game, and then you're in.
The cat's still dragging.
You're in. 0-6 is a hard thing to wipe out.
Bob Glauber of Newsday joins us. Are you buying this Giants team right now?
I'm buying for now. I'd like to see what they do on Sunday. If they can win on Sunday, yeah, you have to take them seriously. Really? I think they'll have a good showing.
I mean, these next two games are huge because of
this one's pretty huge. They're not buying yet.
They're both huge.
Yeah.
The first one, though, is the most important huge one.
Because, it's the next game.
The biggest game of the season because it's the next game.
Well, really, 0-6 created the fact that the Giants are every game is a playoff game now.
Well, look, I mean, you can say that. But, they were also, it was a couple of games from every game was irrelevant. So, you know, when you get to 0-6, you don't make the playoffs at 0-6. We know that. There's a tremendous amount of work to be done. And I still think there's going to be a stumble along the way, and they'll, you know, the old Tom Coughlin line, remorse for opportunity lost. But so far it's been four in a row. Great. This is the game I think everyone in the organization was just get us to that game at 4-6, and we'll take our chances. Now you get to take your chances.
I agree with you, and I think that this is the opportunity. You know, JPP calling this not just a playoff game, not just a big – it's the Super Bowl. So I think every week is going to have to be the Super Bowl, at least in the mindset and the dynamic in preparation for it.
Do you buy into the argument that this four-game winning streak has been built on, you know, some of the quarterbacks that they've played?
Absolutely. There's no question. The game against but they are playing better. The game against the Vikings from then to now, they're playing better. They're playing backup quarterbacks, but they're playing better football. And I think Tom Coughlin, after the game, sitting with his players saying, hey, we got here. Let's keep this going. We got to play better. And I think he's right. They have to play better because now they're playing legitimate quarterbacks.
Wouldn't you make the case that this actually started with a loss in Chicago?
Second half of the Bears game.
Because they played, and that Jay Cutler played, Brandon Marshall played, Matt Forte played, Martellus Bennett played. That game was lost by the offense.
That game, the defense gave up, 3 points in the second half? You know, I remember writing... the Giants were going to be, what was the score? What did they have, 24 at halftime, the Bears?
Yeah, because that was that 30-plus.
And it was 30-plus. And I remember writing, the Giants have given up 30
no
points.
No other team in
no
the
other
history
team
of the
has
league.
Ever done that in their first, five games or whatever it was,
six games.
And, okay, I took that out because they only gave up 3 points. But that game was so sickening the way it ended with the overthrow to Brandon Myers, whether he was too deep, the way the offense blew that game at the end. Was a big problem for the offense, but you're right. That was certainly a defensive turnaround that they all point to, and that leads into the streak of no touchdowns, things like that.
And the other takeaway from that game is post-game, Eli Manning, never seen him like that. Seriously thought he was close to crying because he was just so upset about failing his teammates.
He was close to crying or you were close to crying?
He was close to crying, and it was my question. No. Seriously, he was extremely emotional after that game. Two interceptions in his last four games, and one of them wasn't his fault. I think there's been a turnaround, plus the beard. What's with, you know, is there something to growing a beard that helps in your performance?
I don't know. He said it looks good on him. I know one thing. If you've been around this league long enough, and apparently you people have, you never apologize for winning in the National Football League. So I don't care. Who's been lining up at quarterback the last month against
but
us?
It's well, yeah, but it's a fact.
That's right. Have to go. You got to go out and do it. You got to go out and execute. And Glauber said the most insightful thing I think I've ever heard him say. Throughout the course of that, we have played better each week, which is the key.
And the other thing, just to back up your point, when they were playing roll the dice with their offensive line and rolling out a different group every week, the other team, when they lost those games,
nobody feels sorry for you. Nobody cares who's not playing on the other side. They're not feeling sorry for us, right? When we're throwing guys in.
It's a fact that
we got to go to a break.
Play quarterbacks with one leg. Quarterbacks who can't run.
Time out. Give me a timeout.
All right, go ahead.
There you go. We got to take a break. We got to take a timeout.
Yeesh.
Schwartz can follow up on that point. Plus, we're going to take your questions via Twitter at Giants as we return to Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com, talking about the Giants and the Cowboys on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. All right, we're going to let Schwartz go.
Thank you. My last take about the lousy quarterbacks you've played, and look, you win the game, it's great. But I guarantee you, Perry Fuel, in those defensive meetings, they're planning differently for Tony Romo this week than they were against Tolzien and against, you know, Terrell Pryor and against Michael Vick on one leg. So it's a different deal. This is a legitimate quarterback with legitimate credentials against guys who they felt they could make one-dimensional, and they did.
Okay, so that leads us to our Twitter questions.
Beautiful.
Shall we?
Sure.
At Snake Doctor 5424, do you think the Giants defense will be able to get pressure on Tony Romo?
In the past, they've got marginal. He's a magician. You know, he gets out of more tough spots than almost any other quarterback. He's so elusive. I think they'll get some pressure, but you know, I think the pressure's been better, but I'm still not impressed with this front four that it is a, you know, a lean, mean, you know, sacking machine. I just don't think it is.
I think they will get pressure, and I think that Perry Fuel has been willing to send Antro Roll on some blitzes, to send Jaquan Williams, to just do some things a little differently than just trying to rely on the front four. Best case scenario is the front four blitz, you know, gets good pressure. You don't have to blitz, and you can have good coverage in the back end. But I think they will get some pretty good pressure.
I like what Tuck said this week. Listen, we've played this guy a lot of times. We've gotten to him,
right?
You know, and he's gotten to us. So it's up to us to get to him this week.
Hey, I mean, in the first meeting of the year, they pretty much controlled the Cowboys' offense. 24 points were scored via turnovers. I mean, the first defensive snap of 2013 was at the Giants' own 15-yard line after the ill-fated screen pass. You had two returns in that game and a whole bunch of other turnovers that gave the Cowboys a short field. So it's not like the Cowboys. I mean, Dez Bryant's long catch in that game was 7 yards.
Well, Dez Bryant was a non-factor. Miles Austin, who was coming back from this game, had, what, I think 10 catches in that game. You know, Witten in the past has had, what, a game with 18?
But Herzlick was covering him as opposed to John Beeson.
There's a difference. Now the one thing about Beeson, you know, he is Superman. We all know that. But he's better against the run than against the pass, but that will be interesting. You know, but he's better than what they had before. There's tons of guys, Herzlick and Pacinger.
Don't forget about Will Hill.
Mundy, right. Well, those guys played a ton of snaps in the first game, and they probably will play no defensive snaps in this game.
All right, let's go to Math 716 at Math. Hopefully, I got or Ma TH. What has happened to Hakeem Nicks?
I think Hakeem Nicks, this thing is in his head.
You know, I don't know if it's here. I think it's here.
Physical.
I think it's physical.
Physically.
You know, I just don't think physically. You know, I don't watch him run by guys. He was tremendous yards after the catch, right? He doesn't get yards after the catch. The fades in the end zone. I don't think he gets the elevation. I think his legs are in bad shape, and that is very troubling.
I don't know about that. But, I mean, we all forget how what a struggle last year was for Hakeem. We all forget that he played through injuries. He wasn't himself.
Well, so is he hurt or is he not hurt?
No. What I'm saying is it's essentially coming into the season, it essentially had been a year or more, and we all know that he didn't have much of an off season, right? I'm making the point.
It's like Hyman Roth in
The
Godfather,
he has
right?
Not
oh, I
want to
hear
rhythm.
This.
It's like Hyman Roth. He's been dying of the same heart attack for 20 years. Is he still impaired by these injuries, or is he not? He
practices. I'm saying that
he does not look like the same player.
A rhythm. He has not.
It's not rhythm. It's not rhythm.
Okay.
It's not rhythm.
All right.
It's either he can do it.
He was getting open. Was he not getting open in the Kansas City game? He was getting open consistently, and those drops were just like, okay, was it the finger? Maybe.
Yeah.
But He has not been the kind of money
receiver.
That's
part of being in a rhythm. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. One more Twitter question. By the way, I used to run with your father in his trucks. At BlueCat1380.
Small piece.
Will this be the week the passing game finally breaks out?
See, now you got me on Hyman Roth. You know what? Will it be?
Friendly government.
That goes right into the Hakeem Nicks thing. You know, it broke out in a big way in the opener, right? Eli threw for 450 yards. The common thing is you throw against the Cowboys, right? But I'm not so sure.
But you can run against them, too.
You can do a lot against that Cowboy defense, especially with Sean Lee not there anymore. I'm not so sure. I'm not buying it. Cruz has been great. Randall's been terrific. Myers is not so much. Nick's not so much. I don't know if this is the kind of team anymore that they're going to break out throwing the ball. I just don't know if that's the case anymore.
In my best Wellington Mara, God rest his soul, imitation, Paul, you're trying awfully hard. I think this is the breakout game. Have you seen the Cowboys' defense?
Yeah, but we said that
it
about the Eagles the week before. We said that about Minnesota the week before that, and they weren't able to get their passing game going.
Yeah. I think Eli is a different quarterback right now. I think he's got his confidence back. It was one throw last week against the Packers where he hit a Cruz in a tight window, third and four in the fourth quarter, gain of 25 down the right side. That throw, I'm like, you know what? That's right. Eli. Eli's back. Eli's got his confidence again. I think he's going to have a big game.
All right, we're over time. We got to take a break. We'll get back to more of Giants Online here on Giants.com.
MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Now remember, if you're coming to the game on Sunday, it's the Giants' 18th coat drive between New York Cares, FedEx, and the Giants. So bring a new coat or a gently worn coat and put it in one of the trucks, one of the FedEx trucks as you enter into the stadium, see one of the volunteers. It's getting cold out, so make sure if you've got something that you can give back, please do for the 18th annual coat drive. All right, we talked about this Giants team. I like the formula. What do you think about this formula? They're running the ball, even though the numbers aren't great. They're using a shorter passing game, and they just seem to be playing a tighter brand of football.
It was out of necessity. You know, what was happening was unbelievably bad with the turnover. So they, you know, the Giants don't like to talk about that. When you ask Eli, have you calmed things down a little bit? The reads are there. It's where my reads go. But they have. They've taken less shots down the field. You know, the passes are more underneath. It's a good formula. Yeah, you know, but you have to be able to run the ball. You know, they're not going to run the ball 35 times if they're averaging 2 yards a carry. Andre Brown has really helped. And that's the thing. Beeson and Brown were not on this team, you know, at the start of the year. And on both sides of the ball, they're difference makers, and the Cowboys have not seen them yet.
Well, if the passing game, back to is the passing game going to break out this week? If the passing game breaks out, it is as a direct result of the effectiveness of the running game. It's that simple.
But the play action still has not been there. Wouldn't you agree? The play action just hasn't. Teams are not biting on it. They're just not.
Well, in the intermediate routes, it has. Yeah. I think it's helped a little bit.
You know, it will be a function also of the Cowboys' defense, which is giving up yards at an historic rate. So don't discount that. I mean, that's when you game plan, you're looking at that. Hey, what can we do? I understand that.
Pat mentioned somebody earlier in the show, Will Hill. Mm-hmm. He was not on this team the first 4 weeks due to a suspension. We could talk about Beeson. We can talk about some of the additions that they've had. But this guy has been a godsend for them. He's brought tremendous versatility to this defense.
Athlete. The guy is an athlete. You know, you saw it on special teams. I think he still sometimes makes some assignment errors, but he is an athlete. And
he makes them 1,000 miles an hour.
He hits. Yeah. And he tackles, and it's a tremendous thing. You know, I mean, Ryan Mundy was not a terrible guy on this team, and now he can't get on the field because of Will Hill.
All right, time for predictions. We'll start with you, Hyman Roth.
I don't have a good prediction quote from Hyman Roth. I think the Giants are going to win. I think it's going to be a tough game. It's also supposed to be very windy and very cold, so I'm not sure this whole passing game is going to, you know, take off. I think the Giants win a close game, a close, you know, one-score game.
If the money's in the briefcase, we have a deal. Go ahead.
27-16 Giants. And I think that the big key for the Giants defense is red zone. Because I think Tony Romo will move the ball. If they can play well in the red zone, which I think they can do, limit them to, what, 3 field goals and a touchdown, 27-16.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
You got a coach?
This is
you got a coach for the coach drive?
Sure. Huh? This is a huge, huge game.
It's going to be
Super
a lot,
Bowl, some Super Bowl.
It's going to be a lot of fun. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Giants Online on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.